morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley on this cold January morning. I have a couple of announcements to share with you this morning. The first is to please disregard the announcement about the Women's Association meeting. They actually met for church. My bad, I didn't catch that in the bulletin. Second is to remind session that we're actually not meeting this Wednesday. We are going to meet this coming Sunday after worship. We'll probably meet in the library. So if you are either in last year's session class or this current session class, I would like to invite everyone to come to this meeting. Since the meeting will be happening over lunch, please plan to bring either your lunch or something to drink or a granola bar. Hunger is real, and I can't promise this is going to be a short meeting, so please plan to bring a snack or your lunch with you. So next Sunday, January 12th, I have a special treat for you all. One of my students who is under care of Pittsburgh Presbytery is coming to preach. She has to preach in a congregation and I have to grade her sermon. So she's going to preach. You guys will get to hear her. I'll actually be sitting in the pews and looking for things like, does she make eye contact? And did she explain what eschatology means? But I'll be leading the rest of the service, so you'll still have me next week. But her name is Carol. I think you'll really like her, but she'll be coming next week. I think those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone else have any announcements to share? Oh, I'm so sorry. Arlie's like shooting daggers at me. I promised I would remind, if you are a treasurer on a board of one of our committees, if you could start thinking about getting your treasurer's report together for 2019, we're going to need that in time for our spring congregational meeting, which I know isn't until March, but the next 3 months are going to fly by. So if you want to start getting that together, we would appreciate it. Any other announcements? Carol?
You mentioned the treasurers. I need to know the treasurers of the different organizations, Deacon's Session, Women's Association, etc. So I
yes.
can fill out the paperwork for the banks.
Yes. So I know, I'll talk to you after the service. I know two of the three of those.
Okay.
Any other announcements? All right, let us continue to worship God with our call to worship. The voice of the Lord is over the waters, and in the temple God's people say glory. The heavens open, the Spirit descended, and a voice sounded, "This is my beloved Son. Do not fear, for the Lord has spoken. I have called you by name, you are mine." At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, number 110, "Love Has Come."
Thank you.
join with me in our prayer of confession. Merciful God, in baptism you promised forgiveness and new life, making us part of the body of Christ. We confess that we remain preoccupied with ourselves, separated from one another. We cling to destructive habits, hold grudges, and show reluctance to welcome one another. We allow the past to hold us captive. In your loving kindness, have mercy on us and free us from sin. Fulfill the promises of our baptism so that we may rise to new life and live together in grace. I invite you now to join with me in our words of assurance. I will read the non-bolded part and you can join in with me for the bolded part. As a voice from heaven said to Jesus, so in Christ, God speaks to us. You are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed that'll be on the screens. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let us greet one another in faith. Let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our choir's anthem.
Oh. morning.
Good morning.
We have a couple of prayer requests this morning. First, from Jim Eichner for Dave Johnson and his family. He is a friend of Jim's from the Sheriff's Department, and his father, not Jim's father, but Dave Johnson's father, passed away this Thursday morning, so Jim's asking for prayers of comfort for the family. Also, I'm asking for prayers for a co-worker of mine, Monica Costanzo, just put her mother on hospice care yesterday, and it's the one-year anniversary of the death of her father, so she's had a little bit of a struggle with that. And prayers for Rebecca's mother and for Rebecca and her sister as they help their mother through her hip surgery on Wednesday. So keep them all in your prayers as well.
Yes. Absolutely. I will add him to our list. We have quite a few world concerns this morning. I don't know if you checked the news, but Australia is on fire. A large chunk of it is. I haven't checked the news in the last couple hours, but it looks like about 25 people have passed away. Thousands of people are displaced. They're having trouble keeping the wildfires contained. Also, I think it's a good moment to pray that we aren't at war with Iran as we watch the news unfold with what happened yesterday. There's also a deadly crash on the turnpike this morning. When I last checked the news, it looked like 5 people had died and about 15 people are in the hospital, so we will pray for that. And then Congress is back in session, and I, on top of all of this, forgot that our current president is facing impeachment charges. So it's probably a good thing to pray for our elected officials as they head back to figure out what to do with these new charges. So we have a lot to pray for this morning. Thank you for your prayer requests. We will lift them up a little bit later in the service. For our hymn of preparation, we are going to sing We Three Kings. So we're going to sing all of the verses, but we're only going to sing the refrain after verses 1 and 5. We're going to sing all the verses, but the refrain after verses 1 and 5. Please rise and join with me as we sing hymn number 151.
We bring kings of glory and joy.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, through your Son, you have called us to repent of our sin, to believe the good news, and to celebrate the coming of your kingdom. Like Christ's apostles, may we hear his call to discipleship and, forsaking old ways, proclaim the gospel of new life to a broken world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, this morning we lift up to you Pat and Mike. Lord, we also ask you to strengthen those who face particular challenges. We pray for Dave Johnson's family as they mourn the passing of his father. Lord, we also lift up to you Monica as she made the difficult decision to put her mom in hospice, especially as she approaches the anniversary of her father's passing. Lord, be with my sister and I as we care for my mother this week as she has her hip replacement surgery. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we are heartbroken with our brothers and sisters in Australia as they battle raging wildfires. Lord, we pray that you would send aid quickly, that the fires would cease, and that you would bring comfort to the victims' families. Lord, nowhere else do we feel the tug of living in a time where we aren't sure what is happening, when we hear news of unrest in countries unknown. Lord, as we continue to pray for peace in the Middle East, we particularly pray that there would be a peaceful resolution to the conflict in Iran. Lord, we pray for our elected officials in Congress as they grapple with what to do in terms of our president. Finally, Lord, we lift up to you the victims of the turnpike crash this morning, those who have passed and those who are in the hospital. We pray that those who are in the hospital would recover quickly and you would comfort the families of the victims. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear and may we do what you command, that this darkness may be overcome by the power of your light. This we ask through Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us continue to worship God by presenting our offering. Abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
This morning's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard that the king, when they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Bless the reading of today's word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I am what you would call a sign person. I remember that I decided to go to Pitt instead of Penn State because when I was touring the Cathedral of Learning, it looked and felt like Hogwarts to me, and my 17-year-old self decided, hey, this is a sign that I should go here. Since I'm a sign person, I really love Epiphany. What we were celebrating today, it seems completely logical to me that people would see a star and follow it, and there would be Jesus. According to Matthew, magi, or wise ones, from the east saw a sign, a star, that the King of the Jews was to be born. When they told King Herod, their boss, he told them to go to Bethlehem. They followed the star till it led them to the place where Jesus was. When they saw Jesus, they worshiped him. Then another sign, this time a dream, warned them not to go back to King Herod, so they returned home by another route. I think signs are one of those things that we appreciate a little bit more as we get a little bit older. Signs or interruptions in our regular routines, they remind us to pay attention to things that we would otherwise ignore. Signs give us something to point to when we aren't sure whether we should go left or right or even stop and pause for a second. But more importantly, they give us hope that we are all somehow connected. Someday we are going to look back on this confusing moment with clarity. Now, I know not everyone is a sign person. Some of you prefer logic and facts and rules. You remember last year on the Sunday before Epiphany, I slid a star word into all of your bulletins. This word was meant to be a sign for you, a word you could meditate on in the coming year as you continued your journey of discipleship. Many of you approached me either after the service or a couple months later and accused me of rigging the bulletins, because how else could you have gotten exactly the word you needed in 2019? All I can say is that the Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways. I mean, take for example, my 2020 star word is energy, which I'm sure I'm going to have a lot to say about in 2021. But in 2019, I had a different word. My word was selflessness. I remember going a little bit pale as I read this word. Couldn't I have gotten an easier word? Like peace, or generosity, or maybe even hospitality. Nope, I got the word I didn't want, which turned out to be exactly the word I needed. When I look back on 2019, it will always be the year that I learned how to pastor two congregations. I know I've said this before, but there are a lot of blessing that comes with having two churches. For example, last year I got to do double the weddings, double the baptisms, and even double the church potlucks than I did when I only had one church. But I also got to do double the funerals, double the finance meetings, and double the anxiety about the future of our churches. It was in those moments when the doubling was hard, when my star word came in handy. To be selfless is to put other people's needs above your own, to treat other people the way that you would want to be treated. I've learned in this past year that that doesn't mean saying yes to everything, but it does mean always choosing what is right instead of what feels easy. It means shouldering the heaviest burden first and setting it down last. In this past year, I've learned that selflessness is a concrete way that you can demonstrate your love for other people. It's also a way to enable other people to accomplish great things through your service to them. And our churches have accomplished great things in the last year. On the other side of town, at Mount Nebo, we buried 6 saints. We fixed our roof. We mopped and we scrubbed the basement floor within an inch of its life when it flooded over the summer. We served 200 meals at our strawberry festival, and we provided food and gifts for 33 local families. Here at Glenshaw Valley, we hosted 2 weddings, a 50th vow renewal, a baptism, and a funeral. We had 4 craft shows, a church picnic, multiple church fellowships, a community Thanksgiving dinner, and we provided gifts for 8 local families. Friends, none of this would have happened without the selflessness of innumerable volunteers in our church families. You know which people I'm talking about. The people who come early, who stayed late, and who washed more dishes than I wash in a year. The folks who figured out how to split Board of Pension dues between 2 congregations, fill out the paperwork to make direct deposit possible, and who got like 6 estimates on flooring that we need to fix our flooring in Fellowship Hall, not here, the other church. Friends, your selflessness inspires me to show up for the challenging parts of pastoring 2 churches. Friends, you'll notice in your bulletin for this morning, you too have been given a star word. If your bulletin doesn't have a star word in it, grab an extra bulletin on your way out. That one should have a word in it. I included them because I hope this word will be a sign to you as you navigate this new year and this new decade. I hope this sign will remind you that God's glory is often made manifest where we least expect it. That God does not only reveal things to the wise and the intelligent, but God does whatever it takes to reach out to God's people. as you wrestle with, as you meditate on your 2020 star word, I hope you will remember that God's radical grace is wondrously frightening. What I mean by that is you should maybe go a little bit pale as you read your word. Remember, the Magi studied the night sky not knowing where it would lead them or if it would lead to anything. And once they found the star, they had to choose between their allegiance to their boss, King Herod, or their allegiance to God. Friends, one of the things I love about our Epiphany text for this morning is that it teaches us that the alternative to receiving God's grace is to reject it, to become like King Herod, who becomes so threatened by and so paranoid of this little baby that in the next chapter, he's going to order that all babies under 2 in Bethlehem are killed. This Epiphany, we celebrate that God's glory manifests itself where we least expect it, and that God continues to reach out to us, even and especially during these last few days of Christmas. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we're going to remain seated for our communion hymn, number 460, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast that he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, Creator and Ruler of the universe. In your wisdom you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name,
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God, power, and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed
is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine, and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every time and place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Our Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it, saying, Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a sign of the new covenant, shed for you in my blood, that whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes. The gifts of God, the people of God. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please rise and join with me for our closing hymn.
Friends, let me say a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.